Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Hey, welcome to episode 001, Andy Slammons. Andy's a seller that's been selling on Amazon, mostly private label, for the last 2 years. In this segment, we spent some time talking about his success and how he was able to achieve it. He attributes two really important things. First off, his goal is not to live an average life, or as he says, living a life less capable than you're able to live. And he's been able to bring that into his business life. The second thing, and more importantly, he really attributes his success to is networking and reaching out. And we spent some time talking about our experience at CES. Andy and I spent some time together, and then other sellers. And I think there's really some great information here. So let's get started with the interview. All right. Well, I'm really excited today to be talking to my good friend, Andy Slammons. And he's been a friend of mine for the last couple of years. We've gotten to know each other. We've been on some trips and just different things, but his success will blow you away with what he's been able to do. So without any further ado, Andy Slammons, welcome.
Hey, Steve, thanks.
Man, I'm excited to have you here. Your story is just an amazing story. And, you know, wanted to just take a second and just give us a little glimpse about you personally and your family and just a little information about your background.
Sure. So I came into selling online in a bit of an odd way. I actually have a social work degree. That's what I went to college for. And I had no interest in being a business person. My wife and I were house parents at a residential boarding school for children who are financially needy. We did that for 15 years. I started selling online just as a hobby to try to get my mind off of work. And the business grew so fast, so quickly, my wife and I had to make a decision. Either I had to scale the business down or prayerfully, we were going to make a leap out of our profession that we had did for 15 years. And so that's kind of how I fell into selling online.
You know, but there's something I'm dying to ask this question because it just blows my mind. You know, all the time we've been together, I haven't really been able to ask you this. Your degree is in social work, right? So and I've heard you preach and you're just an amazing speaker. And then I remember the stories you were telling me about the boys and how, you know, you would leave them an inspirational message for them every night to, you know, kind of bring their self-esteem up, right? Because I'm sure they're not hearing that from wherever they come from. And so you were able to bring them up. The background that you have and yet your ability to do so well in the online world, What do you think that's there? What skill, what specific trait that you learned or what have you been able to bring in and transfer over to the business?
Yeah, so you know, one of the things that we taught our students, we were house parents for 15 years, and one of the biggest character traits that we wanted to teach them was work ethic. And so, you know, we were always pressing our boys. We lived with over 100 high school students during those 15 years. And one of the things we always full court pressed them on was their work ethic. And so, you know, we would challenge them that it doesn't matter how intelligent they are or how smart they are. What matters is the hustle and the work that they brought to the table. And so, you know, we would always challenge them to not live an average life. And by average, you know, our definition of average is living a life less capable than they're able to live. That was kind of always the challenge of them. And I think because we challenged them that way, I definitely internalized that. You know, being a teacher, whether you're a high school teacher or a middle school student teacher, you always want to live out what you teach, right? And so, you know, in the student home, our work environment, I always try to lead by example. And that was leading out front and making sure that I was working hard. And so, you know, like things like exercise, things like diet, you know, how am I going to tell one of my students that they need to watch what they're eating if I'm not watching what I'm eating and I'm not exercising correctly, if I'm not working at it? And so those 15 years, that's like kind of the constant mantra that we would preach to our students. And I think like when I started to transition to selling online, that same type of mindset, you know, it, maybe it sounds simple, but when I decided, you know, that I was going to take the plunge of selling on Amazon, I started selling on eBay. I really had in my mindset that I was going to work hard to make this business work. And so I was all in. It wasn't going to be something that I was going to try. I saw other sellers who were very successful at it. And I knew that if other sellers were successful at it, that I just had to put the work in and I would be successful as well. And so, you know, again, maybe that's just an easy answer, but really, I think it all comes down to how, for this business anyway, for how hard you want to work.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know, the other thing that I noticed that you're really, really, really good at is surrounding yourself with other people. And, you know, I know, I mean, you even had Chris Green down at your house. I mean, you weren't just satisfied finding out a little bit of information. And I know that you're the first person to say yes to just about everybody when they contact you because your relationships are so important. Do you think that a lot of your background also growing up, you know, brought you into that relationship mode and that you just, or is that a natural occurrence for you or is it difficult? Are you shy or is it uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, well, you know, that's funny because my family are all business people. So I have three older brothers, two that are very good entrepreneurs. They own their own business. Another one that works, he's a VP for a Fortune 500 company. And I, you know, growing up, I didn't want anything to do with business, but I love people. All right. And so, you know, I would have like friends over to our house all the time. My parents were actually glad when I moved out because then they actually got the house back to themselves because I was always inviting people over. And so when I grew up in that kind of environment, that's all my family would discuss around the dinner table, my father and my three older brothers. And I really pushed back against it, almost rebelled. Because I didn't feel like that's where meaning was. I felt like real life, real meaning in life was from relationships. And, you know, and I thought if that was where my bent was, I couldn't go in business because business is about profit. You know, it's kind of cutthroat. And so I definitely pushed away from that. And it's only been within the last two and a half years since I've been selling online that I realized this thing that I thought was a weakness for business actually ends up kind of being a strength. And it's just an ability to network with other people and to reach out to other folks. And that is for sure by far one of the biggest reasons I think that I've been able to be successful is the relationships that I've established with other sellers like yourself who have kind of mentored me and helped me grow.
Man, I just hope people are taking notes on this stuff because it's you're dropping the nuggets of information that I think people need. You know, one of the goals of this podcast is to help people who get stuck, right? Everybody struggles. Everybody gets stuck. And it's really how you get through that. I heard someone say something that your character is built from those moments, right? It's just that you just keep building and building. So I'm sure you've been stuck or you've had struggles. Take a time, you know, just take a moment, take us to that place where you had a problem, you had a struggle, and then just show us how you worked your way through it, Andy. Just bring us there.
So, yeah, as a Amazon seller, generally you'll hit some walls at different sales amounts. And so, you know, like the very first exciting hurdle that you climb is like when you hit an average of $100 a day. This is in gross sales. And so, you know, when you look back at your past month and you sold $100 a day, that's $3,000 a month, you get extremely excited, right? And so once you hit that, then you're okay. Then you're ready to move to the next hurdle of $200 a month and you keep going up. Well, for me, one of the biggest hurdles, I've been able to do that every month, basically increase my sales. However, when I hit the $500 a month, $500 a day is what I was averaging for the past month. I was kind of stuck there for a little bit. And so, you know, I was kind of grinding out, trying to figure out if I needed to source more, trying to figure out if I needed more inventory. I was stagnant. I don't know if I would say stagnant, but I definitely was stuck. And so, and again, going back to what I just said, I just started reaching out to other sellers. Going back to the relationship thing. And so, you know, I was just peppering other sellers with questions like, hey, look, you know, what do you got to do to, you know, overcome a $500 a day mark? And then I went to a conference, CES, which again, just kind of opened my eyes to other opportunities that was able to get me over that hurdle. And so, you know, for me, again, it was reaching out to other sellers, right, who knew more than I did. And then it was going to that conference environment and just getting some energy and sparks from other sellers there as well.
That's awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about CES. I know CES 3 is coming up, but I want to talk a little bit more about the experience at CES because I lived it with you and a friend of ours. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, and I want to dig just a bit deeper in that because I know there were some aha moments, and some of the people we met just were mind-blowing. So let's take a break. Be right back.
Sounds good.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Seller Essentials, essential business solution for online sellers. Whether you sell general merchandise on Amazon or eBay, private label your own product, or if your focus is selling books, wholesale products, or liquidation lots, let Seller Essentials be your online resource for all things e-commerce. Essential resources, essential solutions, Seller Essentials, the Internet's premier venue for online professional. Visit SellerEssentials.com. For more information, that's SellerEssentials.com. Before we get back to the interview, I wanted to jump in and just, Andy spends a little bit of time talking to new sellers, and I think this is a key point. Again, we're trying to get people unstuck, right? There are a couple things to really remember about this. First off, this is a relatively new industry, and he points out, you know, how many years it's been around. So we all have lots to learn. So if you're not an expert, don't worry, most people aren't experts, and we all are still learning an enormous amount about everything else. So don't get stuck there. Second thing is believing in yourself. When you see other people that they can do it, you realize you can do it, and he talks about that. And then third, he talks about capital. Stay in your current job. Don't quit and go for it all unless you have a lot of working capital. And so I think this is some pretty good sound advice for new sellers. All right, let's get back to the interview. All right, we're back. And, man, I'm excited. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat because, you know, I think back to that time when we went to CES, and I think to some of the dinners that we had. Just remember the conversations. Remember the people. Remember hanging out in that one room, and I remember the conversation. All right, who hit $100,000 in sales? Who hit? And then there was a group of people who hit $350,000 sales. So there were a couple of us sitting over there, and we were all pretty similar. And then there were a couple that clearly have separated themselves from the herd. They truly hit that peak. And as you were describing, they got past that stuck point. And I think where you're describing is that $15,000 to $20,000 a month number is really not enough, as you and I know the margins in this business. It's really not enough to make a full-time living, right? And so to get to that next place, it is so difficult. And I remember you were in that group and are just about in that group. And I remember the conversations that went on. So take us to that and just give us a little bit of a nugget that you could what contacts, what examples that you could give that you were able to pull out of there that you came back and put into place in your business.
Sure. So, you know, I think that one of the biggest hurdles that people have, and probably in anything they do in life, but especially in this business, because e-commerce is still relatively new. You know, it's been going on for like, what, the last 15 years, probably really strong. So it's still a new industry. You know, most of my friends, they don't understand what I do. You know, when I tell them I sell on Amazon, they look at me like, you know, I got five eyeballs in my head. They just don't get it. And so, you know, when we're talking specifically about newer sellers, one of the biggest things I think is just belief. You know, that you actually believe that you can, you know, get to the point where you're selling $1 million a year. And so for me, and going back to the people thing, like a conference like that, and like you said, when we were in that room with these other sellers, when you're talking to these other sellers who are just like you and I, and they're sharing their numbers with us, what it does is it builds up your confidence and it gets you to the point where you believe in yourself. You can say, well, man, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it too. And so that for me is probably the biggest thing. Like when you talk to other veteran sellers or you're at a conference like CES, you're meeting these people that are just like you, but they've put in the work and they're finding the inventory. And, you know, you and I talk about this. This thing has been going on since the beginning of time. You're just buying low and you're selling a little bit higher. And so if you put that work in, you can do it. And every day, you know, I think I'm getting more and more confident that this business model is such a viable business model. And the fact that we're able to get our product to consumers through the Amazon channel.
We're just scratching the surface. And, you know, there are just so many other channels to, you know, and I know you don't sell on them, but it's just crazy when you think about what's going to happen. You know, eBay separating from PayPal, 11 Main kind of launched, Etsy's doing something. Now Amazon's talking about getting into Etsy's. I mean, it's just crazy. I think we're just scratching the surface. I heard an interview you just did with Steve Sawyer the other day, an amazing interview, an amazing guy who just figured it out to go over to the UK, and he's knocking them dead over there because he took the time. And he'll tell you he's not the smartest guy. He doesn't really know all the answers, and he figured it out. And I think it's what you said. It's that belief. It's the ability to see others. I agree with you, is that all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, these guys are no different than I am. What makes them able to do it? Well, I should be able to do it. And then, boom, you automatically start hitting. It's that guy who ran the mile under, you know, a certain time, and then all of a sudden everybody did that, you know, because they finally realized they could do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and probably a point maybe that and we'll cover later on, but we might as well bring it up now. It definitely – this business, it takes capital, right? And so, you know, either – a couple things. Either you need to start with money, right? Like everyone always says, it takes money to make money, or you need to be able to have another job where all of the profits that you're making initially, you're just going to reinvest right back into the business. I mean, you and I talk about this, like, you know, folks that quit their full-time jobs to really go all in on Amazon, unless they got a pretty big bankroll, it's probably not the best decision to make. You know, that's a huge factor. You know, I think, and I guess now I'm talking probably to newer sellers. You want to be able to have a good amount of capital, or you want to be able to reinvest the money, the profit that you get right initially for the first 5 or 6 months. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like throwing the dice, putting it all on 7. No chance. No chance. That turtle wins the race. Beats the hare every single time. And so that consistent building. And, you know, you're seeing more and more of that, right? I notice out in our groups right now, I notice there's a little bit of separation. Some people are having massive, massive success, and some people are stuck. Or, you know, think back to when that conference we were down at Greg Purdy's down in Baltimore. You know, how many people were stuck? I mean, I would say half the room was stuck. And they couldn't get past it. And so do they race forward, borrow a bunch of money, and just expand, or, like you're suggesting, they slow down, get really good at something, and get to the next place. Just keep reinvesting. Keep on doing what you're doing. I mean, you know, I was a speaker there, and, you know, we do a pretty good job, and a part-time, very part-time, my wife and I, and I have a full-time job. And so we're able to do it that way. It will take us longer, but in the long run, you know, we're building a long-term business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I see some new sellers that, you know, in the different Facebook groups, and, you know, they're kind of just like you said, betting it all on 7. And I just read one the other day. The guy was like, you know what, I have to make money. I'm just starting out, but I have to start making money within 2 months, or basically I'm going bankrupt. And, you know, that's not the way you start any business. But especially, it's not the way that I think you start this business.
No, I agree. You're absolutely right. Man, oh, man, this is great stuff. So, you know, back to, I do want to get these couple little easy questions out of the way, because I think people are going to say, hey, can I relate to Andy? Am I similar to him? So what is, again, your biggest strength as an entrepreneur? You got a lot of strengths. I see your late night post. You're up at midnight. I'm long in bed, and you're up there posting different things, because that you have that strong work ethic. You have the ability to connect and make great relationships. What would you say your biggest strength, though, is?
I think I definitely am a risk taker. I don't know if you want to call it, I have a passion for risk, or I don't mind risky things. And so that really helps. And especially when you're talking about, maybe going deep on a certain inventory item that, looks profitable. You definitely have to have a personality that wants to take risk. And again, it all depends on how quickly you want to grow your business. And so, for me, I've been really fortunate that the risk that I have taken on some products where I went really deep on those products, they panned out. But it's because I really wanted to grow quickly. But again, I'll say on the backside of that, I did have capital as well. And so when you have capital, you're able to take more risk. And so they kind of go hand in hand. But you definitely have to have a personality, I think, that is willing to take risk.
That's great. Now, what's the opposite? The weakness, right? So what would you say is your biggest weakness?
Well, I can tell you, my wife would probably say is organization. And so, along with taking risk, and I'm a big private label guy, which means I import my own product and I put it under my brand. And, one of the ways I see being able to grow my business the quickest is to be able to get as many, really good selling products in as possible. And so I'm really, purposefully focusing my time on acquiring products. And so when my time is focused on acquiring products, some of the organizational pieces are not going to be able to be taken care of. And so, my hope, and I do this, maybe like once a month where I'll clean out and clean my area, and really get organized paperwork wise. But for right now, I'm putting that on the back burner because I want acquiring products to be my number one focus, as I'm growing my business.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's a weakness, because you recognize it. The fact that you recognize it would tell me it's not really a weakness. It sounds like an opportunity, to get some help. So We'll have to talk about that. All right. So, you're things are rocking for you. I mean, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. What are you struggling with, though? What is we all struggle. I know I do. Lots of different things. What one thing that could you say, hey, even I, who's doing quite a bit of sales, I'm still struggling with?
Yeah, so I imagine if you talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who are probably at my level, they'll tell you this answer. It's time. As my business is growing, as it's becoming more profitable, there's just more things to manage. And so, I didn't get into the business so that all I do every day is work. I want to do my own business so eventually I can get to the point, where I have employees who I'm able to outsource to. And so that I have to be, less and less in the daily operations of the business. And so my biggest struggle right now, but at the same time, I like the profit margin that's there when I'm doing most of the work.
I get it.
And so, while I have part-time employees, I haven't bit the bullet yet to really hire somebody full-time, and I probably need to. But I'm still struggling with paying someone full-time because I like, I like the margins of being able to, that I get from doing most of the work myself. But that's definitely the struggle, is I need to begin to outsource some of these tasks like any typical business. As they grow, they have to hire people. And I'm kind of at that point right now where I really need to hire somebody.
You know, you're smart, though, to keep pushing right up against those boards. Don't be so quick to do it. A lot of businesses fail because they jump in too fast, and I think you're doing it right by pacing yourself, and it'll naturally happen. You'll just hit that point, so that's great. Okay, so a few more questions as we get wrapping up towards the end. You know, looking at, you've already talked about the fears and how you've been able to get over those things. What's the best advice that you personally have gotten that you've been able to take and apply in your internet business?
I don't know if I can choose one.
Well, you could do more than one.
Yes. So, you know, early on, one of the best pieces was to not go deep on a product, but to go wide. And so, you know, as an Amazon seller, again, so that means instead of buying like 100 of an item, maybe you only buy 10. That for sure was one of the best, especially early on, because you're learning, you know, how to evaluate, how to analyze buys. But what that did is that allowed me to get to understand the categories in Amazon. By categories, we mean like kitchen, you know, or clothing. And so by going wide, it gave me a better base of understanding how to sell on Amazon. And so that's definitely one of them. Another one is, you just said it earlier, and that's just to grow slowly. And so, you know, I haven't, you know, taken like any crazy, I haven't made any crazy decisions that if that decision went bad, it would sink my business. And so I've tried to keep a level head with every decision that I've made. Now, you know, definitely as I've grown, you know, these decisions, you know, or I guess what we're talking about is the buys of product, they get bigger and bigger. So I just made a buy the other day, $20,000. And again, for some of your listeners, that's going to be pennies. But for other listeners, that's a really significant amount. And so, you know, when you buy $20,000 worth of product, you know, that can be a little scary. Because if that product goes bad for any reason, your loss is going to be greater. So that's definitely one of them. And I'm blanking right now. You're going to have to edit this out.
I'll finish that last piece for you. Don't make fatal decisions, right?
Right.
Don't make decisions that could be completely fatal. So even the $20,000 loss, you take the product comes in and it's not whatever, you know. It isn't going to shut you down because you're not financing it. And so I think that that's a really good point. Make decisions, take risks, right? But just not fatal decisions, ones that just completely could take you out. So I think that's great. Let's see. Here's a good one for you, too, because I love to get your understanding on this. An internet tool that you just can't live without. I mean, I know what it's going to be, but go ahead. I want to hear the internet tool that you can't live without, and then tell us how you use it in your business.
Well, it's interesting now that you bring that up, that you got to tell me first.
Well, I would say, to me, what I think you use is Skype. I mean, just amazing. When I see, you know, I get to see a little bit behind the scenes, and it just blows me away with, you know, what you're able to do when you're talking to somebody completely around the world and you have this relationship with them.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Skype has been a word that a lot of people use, a game changer for me, being able to connect with my manufacturers in India, my manufacturers in China, instantly, and be able to get in a conversational flow as opposed to email, which is kind of clunky. And so, you know, Skype has allowed me to take a conversation that was taking like 2 weeks, you know, on email going back and forth because of the time difference, and condense that into about 2 hours. And so that for sure has probably been one of the biggest changes that's helped me, you know, shorten that time to help my business grow. You know, and then when we're just talking about tools in general is definitely my smartphone. I don't know how much you use your phone, but, you know, that has been the lifeblood. I always have that in my hand. And to be able to, you know, work on things in my Amazon account, be able to connect, you know, with other sellers and be able to do it right from the phone. Like, I don't mind waiting in line anymore. I used to hate waiting in line. I'm one of those guys when you go to a toll booth, right? You know, I'm like going 8 lanes over to try to get to the toll booth where no cars are. because it's just something in my nature. I hate waiting. I don't mind it anymore. You know, if I'm at the grocery store and the line is long, I'll go to the longest line, because then I just get out my phone, you know, and I'm connecting with other people, you know, or I'm doing a little bit of work. It doesn't bother me. So definitely Skype and then just the smartphone.
That's great. I know exactly the feeling. I mean, I think most people do right now. Any podcasts or books that you're listening to that you think our listeners would benefit from?
Yeah, so, you know, some of my favorites, Nick Loper has a great one, Side Hustle. And then, of course, you know, I listen to Freakonomics. I think they do a phenomenal job there. But those two are probably the ones that I listen to the most. And then, you know, I listen to some NPRs. You know, sometimes I listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me. I think that's on every Friday. That's more for humor. But those are the ones I listen to.
That's great. Okay, so we're coming to the end, all right? We're almost to the end. And the thing that, you know, this podcast I'm really hoping to do is really, again, really take people who are stuck and get that process moving. You know, just get over that hill that we all hit, right? So I'm looking for an idea from you, a process improvement that our listeners can put in place this week, Andy, not next week, not, you know, in the future. I'm talking about they can act on it tonight. Give us what you got.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, if you're at a place where you're trying to figure out, hey, how can I grow my business? This is something that I've done in the last 2 months, is I've really sought out other sellers to partner with them. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about one of my weaknesses, or one of the struggles that I'm having now, is just time. And so what I've been able to do is reach out to three very specific sellers that I'm thinking of, and basically outsource to them desires or ways that I want to grow my business. So I'll give you an example. One is I wanted to sell on other channels other than Amazon. I didn't want to put in the work myself to figure out how to sell on Etsy or to figure out how to sell on Rakuten. And so I reached out to another seller and I said, hey, look, I have product. You know, it's my brand of product. Are you interested in taking this product? Because I know you already sell on Etsy and selling on Etsy. And so they said, yeah, sure. And so, you know, by being able to partner with them, I don't have to now go through the work of, you know, applying and trying to figure out. I can sell my product, you know, directly to them. Now, maybe eventually when I hire somebody, I'll want to sell it under my own account. But for right now, that's getting me in another channel, which, as you know, as online sellers, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. That can be dangerous. And so, you know, a goal that we all have is to be able to sell on as many channels as possible. And so I wouldn't be able to do that unless I partnered with somebody. And of course, like you and I talk about too, that takes trust. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't want to trust other people. But I've, you know, again, connected with three other sellers and began that relationship. So that's definitely been good.
That's great. That's exactly it. So your advice is, if you're stuck, if you can't get past this point, reach out, ask for help, and don't be afraid to partner up with somebody. Build that level of trust so you together can move forward.
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Andy, I really appreciate you taking the time out tonight to talk with us. And, you know, we really didn't talk about it, but Andy does also teach a class on selling and importing from other countries. And why don't you tell us how our listeners could find out more information about that, and then also just how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. So, you know, every seller probably has a little different story of when they feel like their business really took off, you know. So some sellers, you know, they start with doing retail, and then they really make wholesale connections, and then their business, you know, just like jumps, right? You know, other sellers, they do different things. Well, for me, like the biggest moment in my business that I really began to distance myself, I think, from other sellers, was when I started to private label my own products. And so, you know that as an Amazon seller, when you sell like branded items, like a Monster High Dial, you're always fighting for the buy box. So you might be selling it along with 100 other sellers. Well, when someone introduced me to private labeling, to importing private labeling, I was all in on that concept because I basically own the listing myself. And so that by far is the biggest moment. And that was about a year, almost about 12 or 13 months into selling on Amazon that I began to private label my own products. And I went, you know, from like zero to 100, you know, within a month and a half, you know, basically by owning that buy box 100% of the time. And so, you know, for me, that was like the game changing moment. That's definitely where my business is going. And so I've been fortunate to have a lot of really good success at it. So just started teaching a group. You're in it, basically teaching other sellers how to import and then how to private label. So that group, it's run out of Facebook. You can go, like, if you look up AndrewSlammons.com, that'll take you to the landing page. You know, if you're interested in getting in that group, you can go there. The best place to reach me, though, quite honestly, is on Facebook. You know, if you just look up Andy Slammons, send me a friend request, and that's probably the best way to get me.
All right, that's great. And I'll have all the links on the podcast. And you also just came out with a video series also, and I'll have those links out there too, and I think that's important to see. Man, we really appreciate you taking the time out tonight. We wish you nothing but the best success, and just thanks again.
Yep,
take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.